74-year-old Mapuana Aarona, also known as Auntie Mopsy, has held on to her family's beachfront property in Pa'ia for 92 years. She worries economic pressure may force the community to cater more towards tourists than local residents.
There's only four original families and two Kanaka left here in Pa'ia that live on the shoreline, and we will do everything in our power to hang on to that.
She's spearheading a new group called Hui Malama Pa'ia to amplify the voices of concerned local residents as the town recovers from the economic devastation brought by COVID-19.
Be that voice and tell them, no, this cannot happen. You cannot allow them to overpower us, to overrun us, to make us feel that we don't belong.
This charming beach town of about 2,400 residents on Maui's North Shore has become a tourist hotspot over the 20 years since the sugar industry left. Local businessman Michael Baskin says he's begun to see lines forming outside restaurants and shops since tourism reopened in Pa'ia.
At least 30% of the town is still closed in terms of restaurants that are closed, uncertain as to whether they'll reopen. Many of them are possibly going to reopen as something else, or we'll have to pivot at this time into something else.
Baskin and others in the business community recently formed the Pa'ia Community Association to help local businesses navigate the ever-changing list of COVID-19 restrictions and help rebuild a more sustainable Pa'ia economy, one that he says will need to include tourism.
We just don't have on Maui the kind of diversification that really enables us to not be friendly to tourism. And I think we still need to be friendly to the people that are coming and try to find that balance. This is a real turning point right now in the economics of the future of Pa'ia.
For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Kuvehi Hiraishi.